I'm Walter Spires, Bible teacher, evangelist, and author, one who's been called by God to be a watchman over His church, the body of Christ. I use that word because I was reading today in Ezekiel 33, when God called Ezekiel to be a watchman over the house of Israel, and He warned him. He said, "You need to go to my people who are living in sin, wickedly, unrepentant, doing all these horrible, awful things, and warn them what happens if they don't repent." And the good news is, if they repent, then God will forgive them, because in that chapter He said, "I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn from his way and live." And the reason that came to mind, because today we celebrated the glorious resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you say, well, how are those related? It is also today that the president of this nation, with the approval of many of its leaders, appointed this day to be one that continues to recognize aberrant and even deviant lifestyles that are called out throughout Scripture because we live in a Romans 1 world, and they've exchanged a truth for a lie. So God went on to say this, "I will make the land a desolation and a waste, and the pride of her power will cease." Let me say that again. The pride of her power will cease. "Then they will know that I am the Lord when I make the land a desolation and a waste because of all the abominations they have committed." There's so many abominations committed in our nation today. This is not an exact comparison. Some would argue it's out of context, and to some extent it is. My dear brothers and sisters, there's so much going on in this nation that fit exactly what this is talking about. My question is, where is the church? And the church is nothing but individual Christians. So where are you? What are you doing? Are you standing up? Stepping up? Speaking out? You can do all of that while speaking the truth in love. But it's, as I've told you many times before, they're not going to see it as love. But it doesn't mean we don't speak it, because it is the truth. We've been commanded by Jesus to do that. So I'm taking our time today, as this Resurrection Sunday comes to a close, to challenge and ask you this. How many more abominations will go on and you sit back and do nothing and say nothing? God's given us great warning about that. It's not about politics. It's about honoring our God. I've said this to you many times before, and I'll close with this. There are no political solutions for spiritual problems. Speaking the truth in love to you one more time, for Christ's sake, amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.